to his will and promise. Praise God. Amen. Matthew 24 and 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away. So what shall the coming of the Son of Man be? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm preaching tonight on the return of the days of Noah. Amen. The return of the days of Noah. The evolutionist says that the world is evolving upward, getting better. But the Bible says it's evolving downward and getting worse. The days of Noah are coming again. They are inevitable. The Bible has already written the headlines of tomorrow's newspaper. Amen. I'll be quite frank with you. If you'll behave yourself and live right and walk close to God, you'll never see the days of Noah from down here. Amen. But they're coming. They're coming. Amen. You see, the days of Noah don't come until late in Matthew 24. And the church will have been raptured. Amen. In the first part of Matthew 24. Amen. What do you believe about a mid-tribulation rapture? Amen. There'll be one. But not of the church. Amen. There'll be a couple maybe. Praise God. But not of the church. Ha ha ha. Amen. The 144,000 will be raptured right smack dab in the middle of the tribulation period. Right in the middle of Daniel's 70th week. Amen. That man-child is caught up to heaven. Praise God. And just as soon as it's caught up to heaven, the woman, which is the nation of Israel, the man-child, which is the 144,000. Amen. The woman who is the nation of Israel and her seed go into the wilderness. Amen. Ah, yes. But then there's another bunch that come up. Amen. Late in the 7th chapter. A number that no man could number. Now you can't send 144,000 flaming evangels fulfilling more completely Joel 2 and 28 than anybody ever has. Praise God, healing the sick and casting out devils. Invincible until their work is done. Amen. You can't send 144,000 throughout the world and not have somebody saved. Amen. Who are their converts? Praise God. Woo! They are the souls under the altar, praise God, that were slain for the witness of the Word of God. Amen. After the church is already gone, amen, the souls who shed their blood in martyrs' libation and appear under the altar in heaven, not complete yet, unclothed yet. Praise God. Crying how long because of their incompleteness. Praise God. Amen. I think they appear in fuller glory later in the chapter 7. Amen. When that number that no man can number stand waving palms before the throne. Who are they? They are the converts of 144,000 Jews that went out to preach the gospel. They too have been raptured. Looks like they got raptured in the middle of the first part of the tribulation period. Looks like they got raptured even before the 144,000. Although I will give honorable mention to those that say since they came out of great tribulation, they came out of tribulation the great one, they say, which is the last half of Daniel's 70th week. Matthew 24 said there'd be a time of trouble such as was not from the beginning of time and never shall be thereafter. Some say that's what they came out of. Amen. I lean toward the fact that they came out in the first part. Amen. Because they appear in the first part. Already in heaven. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hey, God's got plans for the good. Don't you doubt it. He's not going to abandon the redeemed. Don't you doubt it. Amen. Not one remnant, not one residue, not one good seed will he leave or abandon to this wicked, sin-soaked, godless world. Amen. But the days of Noah are coming. Amen. It's getting worse, folks. Can you tell it's getting worse? With the exploding population, the population explosion has furnished the heat, as it were, to ignite the atomic reaction of the days of Noah. Amen. Far as I'm concerned, amen, it's bad enough in Romans chapter 1 for that generation. Amen. My God, they changed the truth of God into a lie. God gave them up to vile affections. Even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one to another. Amen. It's bad enough like that. It's bad enough right now, because that's what's happening in an accelerated fashion. Amen. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense that of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, not natural, not normal. Amen. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. You can put that being filled before every one of these things. Being filled with all unrighteousness, being filled with all fornication, being filled with all wickedness, being filled with all covetousness. Amen. Someone said, what's wrong with playing the lottery? The Bible said, thou shalt not covet. Amen. The best argument for not playing the lottery is that the Christians have already got something better. Our Father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Our Father owns the earth and the fullness thereof. Amen. And I'm His child. What do I need with the devil's lottery? Amen. Glory to God. Covetousness. Being filled with all maliciousness. Being filled full of envy. Being filled with all murder. Being filled with all debate. Being filled with all deceit. Being filled with all malignity. Whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, that's bad enough. Amen. But the days of Noah are going to be worse. Why? Because this condition is offset by the preaching of the gospel. This condition is offset by praying, worshiping saints of God just like you. This prevailing, prevalent condition, amen, that pervades the very atmosphere that we inhabit is offset by the prayers of the saints. Amen. Sodom and Gomorrah had a short reprieve because of Abraham's prayer. America has a short reprieve, a little more probation because of your life for God. You're the great hindering influence. You're the one that keeps the days of Noah from taking over. You're the one that keeps it from deteriorating to the place it was in the days of Noah. Oh, it's bad enough without understanding. Covenant breakers without natural affection. Implacable. That means you can't placate them. Can't make peace no matter what you do. Did you know, saints, most of this world is going to hate you no matter how well you do. And the better you do, the more they're going to hate you. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. How about you? I started in with Jesus, and I'm going through. They hated Him. He said they'll hate you. So be it. Amen. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Amen. That's bad enough. Romans chapter 1. Amen. But 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. It's getting worse, folks. Amen. This know also that in the last days, perilous. That word perilous means very dangerous times shall come. Dangerous for who? Everybody. But particularly the saints that love God. Amen. Dangerous because you profess to know Jesus. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They're going to show it in November too. They're going to vote for the one that promises them the mostest for the leastest. Amen. Could care less about character or morality or anything else. Why? They love their own selves. Covetous. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unfaithful, unholy. When's that going to happen? In the last days. And it's happening now, isn't it? I'm not reading the Hamilton Journal or the Middletown Journal or the Inquirer. I'm reading the Bible. Paul wrote the headlines for 1996. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. Traitors, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, hooked on sin and hate everybody that don't. Amen. Misery loves company. Amen. And so, they find somebody that's doing the same thing. They find a singer that sings a song that fits their condition so they won't feel lonesome. They can identify, huh? Amen. It's hard for a saint of God to identify with hurting, cheating songs. It's hard for a child of God to identify with the devil's publications. Come on. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll let those entertaining productions of the devil today, amen, that come out with those four-letter words and those wicked... did you know that some individual had to imagine that and write it down? And then some other devil-inspired, hell-sent individual had to write it into the script. that we're going to cuss here. We're going to use profane language here. We're going to use four-letter words here. It'll make it sound natural. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. But there's enough folks tonight, amen, that have a sense of decency, even among sinners. Jimmy Collins was telling about them sinners he worked with. Had more of a sense of decency than some of those professed Christians. Amen. They didn't see that it was so bad. But the sinners knew. Amen. Thank God, folks, when even the days of Noah come, there'll be a breed of those that have rebelled against God for a long time that have such a sense of decency that the deteriorating morals of that generation will make them so sick that they'll revolt against it and accept Christ in preference to it. Amen. You'll not stay away from sin very long until you get tired of it, sick of it. Amen. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Sound like your town? Sound like where you took your vacation? Amen. You'll not find it out there. Amen. You better plan your vacation around the house of God or a camp meeting someplace. You're not very careful. Amen. You'll be thrown in with a bunch of backsliders, a bunch of hypocrite church members. And next thing you know, you'll be swept along with the tide, doing the same things they're doing. It's about school time, children. Amen. Don't allow that syndrome of being swept along with the crowd capture you. Take your stand. Stick your heels in the ground. Amen. Whoa, boy, I ain't going. Amen. You'll have to be strong. Amen. You'll have to say no 1,000 times. No, 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 no. Bill Burkett says the healthiest thing you can do anyway: get up in the morning, sit down on the side of your bed, yawn great big and stretch, and then say, no! Amen. Praise God. Let the devil know you're not going. Amen. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, who was that? That was the world's preachers. That was Pharaoh's hired magicians, Pharaoh's hired ministers, Pharaoh's hired false prophets. Amen. There's plenty of them today. We don't want for those hirelings today that have sold out in their covetousness. Their real God is their belly. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no farther, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Amen. False prophets abounding. No lack, amen, of people today to fulfill these very scriptures. But I'd like to tell you tonight that the days of Noah are going to be worse. Amen. Let's slip back to Genesis chapter 6 and read just a little bit about the days of Noah. Amen. It come to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. They took them wives of all they chose. Amen. Yeah. Amen. One more time. Amen. Just about every magazine and every periodical, especially those, amen, that cater to the flesh, especially those pernicious magazines that are just barely inside the legal line as far as pornography is concerned, as well as those that are across the line. Amen. The porn that they have to put up higher on the shelf legally because the decency of your neighbors wouldn't let them put them down where everybody could open them and read them and have their minds clouded with the filth and lewdness that is written therein. And then there's that illegal stuff. Amen. That's under the shelf. That is contraband. It's like drugs. They can't even sell it legally. Ah, yes. Amen. But all those magazines are filled with spiritism. Invitations of fortune tellers. Amen. Living by the stars and your horoscope and trusting to your luck. What's wrong? They don't have God, and so they've got to have something else. And so more and more a whole generation is turning to the bizarre. Oh, the supernatural, yes, but not God. Supernatural, yes. Like Bishop Pike, who denied the authority of the Scriptures, the literal inspirations of the Holy Bible. Amen. But when his son Bill or Jim or whoever it was died, amen, he began to visit Mr. Ford and other spiritists and heard from his son. And his broken heart was healed partially by messages from the grave. Things that only his son knew that was revealed to Bishop Pike. The first supernatural thing that happened in his life, he swallowed it hook, line, and sinker while rejecting the Word of God. The Bible says that the days of Noah was fraught with a relationship with the supernatural spirit world. Sons of God, fallen angels, Josephus said the angels cohabited with the daughters of men. Amen. And out of that union was born the hybrid giants. Amen. Those men of lore, Greek lore and Roman lore and prehistoric lore, those great feats that they accomplished back then. Amen. Like Atlas, who carried the world on his shoulders. Amen. The legend of Zeus and Jupiter and many others. Amen. Mercurius and many others that came down to earth. Oh, they had names. Amen. And folks, they're already doing it behind the scenes. They're already having weddings and being married to Satan. Behind the scene. Amen. And there are books today that tell the sad story of those that knew the depths of Satan. Amen. The only hope for those in the Bible were those churches, those people that had momentarily backslid and grown cold in the Lord. Amen. That they had hope if they'd repent. Only because they had not known the depths of Satan. There are lines tonight that you can't cross. There are lines tonight that you need to fear to cross. Amen. We're living in a day increasingly when there's no taboos. Amen. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. His days shall be 120 years. Adam would have 120 years. That don't mean they spent 120 years building the ark. Amen. That means that Adam would have 120 more to get right with God. Amen. There were giants in the earth in those days. Yeah, we got them today. 7-foot basketball players. Amen. 250-pound football players. Amen. These are the idols today. Can you imagine? Amen. One man signing a $21 million contract to play a few basketball games. Amen. We've got two or three in this United States that have broke the record for a 7-year contract in our day. Millions, millions of dollars. Amen. You know, you scarcely hear a squeak out of the folks that gripe because you take up an offering in church. I mean, they turn plumb red and almost bust with jealousy if the preacher gets some special offering or gets some special help. Amen. He needs it. They don't. Amen. Great God. Who? Oh, man, look at that multi-million dollar man. What does he do? Kahoom, kahoom, kahoom. What does he do? Slap, clap, clap, boom, bop, goop, 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 goop. He sells his soul to it. He don't save nobody. Amen. Say, oh, Brother Collins, why do you think about those Christian sportsmen that have organized to be a witness and use sports? I'd rather have the Holy Ghost in sports anytime to convict lost. So, you lure people in with sports, you lured them for the wrong reason. Amen. You cause people to get under conviction by the power of God, that's the right reason. The Spirit of God can change your life and sports can't. Amen. There were giants in those days. Amen. And after that, the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. They bare children to them, and they became mighty men, which are of old, men of renown. Hero worship. Amen. Verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's all the way to the bottom, folks. There is little left to counterbalance the pendulum of God's judgment. Amen. While the saints are here, the Antichrist cannot fully be revealed. While the praying saints are here, they'll hinder. While the praying saints are here, they'll hold back the man of sin. Amen. Yes, their influence, their prayers, their vote, their influence in the community, praise God, they'll hold back the power of the darkness. But when once they're gone, the days of Noah and the bottom for a whole generation will not be far off. It'll come cascading over this world like a steamroller. Amen. There'll be no escape, no way out. Amen. Even the false religion that bought their way into favor with the Antichrist and rode on the dragon, if you please, to high success and fame, the woman who drank the blood of the prophets, is soon to see the beast turn its head all the way around and devour her off its back. Even hypocrite religion, compromising religion, will not be tolerated by the beast power. Amen. Any old religion is good enough for a while. Any old religion is good enough to live by today, they say. But in that day, any old religion won't even get you by. In that day, even the hypocrite religion, even the false, the unorthodox, the worldly, the liberal. Amen. The hypocrisy will be devoured by the beast. The woman drank the blood of the saints. And now she'll be given blood to drink. It boils down to this. It culminates in this. All their thoughts and all their imagination of their heart were only evil continually. The Lord said, it repented the Lord that he made man on earth and grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I'll destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me, repenteth me that I have made them. Their thoughts have become so degraded that there is nothing that they're able to produce that pleases God anymore. And God said, I will destroy them. An end came. It came on Lucifer's kingdom in an unmeasured past. Amen. That's why the earth was void and without form and full of darkness. Amen. Because Lucifer had already fallen. And his kingdom had already gone down when we get to Genesis 1 and 2, where the Spirit of God moves on the face of the deep. Amen. When God recreates the world and replenishes the earth, amen, there's already a devil. And already a whole bunch of demons prepared to do his work. And he slithers into that garden and climbs that forbidden tree. Amen. And because he's more subtle than the beast of the field, and he talks Eve's language, amen, she enters into a conversation with the devil. Amen. The most you need to converse with the devil is the Lord rebuke thee, Satan. I don't think you need to write any songs. Listen to me, devil. Tell you what I'm going to do. You walked on me long enough, and I'm going to walk. You're talking too much to the devil. I know three preachers that sung that song and shouted to it. They're backslid today and out of it. Amen. You don't need to be talking to the devil. You need to be talking to Jesus. Amen. You don't need to be entering into conversation with Satan. You need to be calling on the Lord and walking with God. Amen. What was it like in the days of Noah? About everybody was wicked and their thoughts were continually evil and just 8 souls worth saving. A very few that still preached righteousness and walked with God. What have we degenerated to tonight? About everybody's gone. About everybody's been swept down the stream. In church and otherwise. Amen. There's just a few that are contending for the faith. There's just a few that believe in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. The rest have been liberated. They're not bound anymore by the old chains that bound them in times past. They've been liberated. Anything goes. Amen. Can't be lost. Yeah. Amen. Still have the favor and the blessing of God. Amen. And they can prove it to you. Amen. They'll tell you, I can talk in tongues anytime I want to. Want to hear me? No, I don't. I don't want to hear no hypocrite speaking in tongues. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not interested in no hypocrite preachers. Well, they say good things. That makes it worse. You know how you poison a dog? Feed him a good biscuit with a piece of strychnine in the middle of it. Amen. You know how you poison most Christians? You give him a good preacher, eloquent. Amen. Able to sway a congregation and slip the poison of doctrinal error in with it. Amen. You got him. Amen. They'll say, well, they pray. Well, they go to church. Well, they shout. Yeah, they learn how from us. So they're using that ploy to get us. Amen. And folks, I have successfully evaded their sales pitch for 45 years. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I have successfully survived for 45 years. Amen. The world, he comes along and says, look at Jimmy Swaggart. Get the tapes out. I was preaching against Jimmy Swaggart and lost people right out of this church. Amen. 20 years ago. Amen. I haven't given Jimmy Swaggart a nickel in 20 years. Praise God. Glad I didn't. Hallelujah. Amen. Boy, there's a lot of my friends' eyebrows raised up. Amen. When I read his own JSEA magazine, amen, where it come out for mixed bathing and slacks, amen, and I read it to them down in Mobile, Alabama, in Allentown, and some of our boys here in the Mountain Valley was sitting there. They didn't like it. Amen. Say, what do you think about Jimmy? I was preaching against Jimmy and Jim and Tammy a long time ago. Amen. If you'd listened to me, you wouldn't even give them a second hearing. If you'd listened to me, you wouldn't even give them a second chance. Amen. You'd have bid them farewell. Oh, they was all okay at start with. Oh, they all had the background. That's how they learned it. That's how they learned our language. That's how they learned what we like. That's how they learned to imitate our style. Amen. That's where they got it. Amen. Yeah. The Bible said, take heed that no man deceive you. I'm glad God gave me the good sense, Tim, to know the difference between truth and ruthlessness. Between truth, amen, and arrogancy. Between truth and the utter lack of humility. Amen. God gave me the good sense to warn my people about these things before it even happened. Amen. Great God. Hallelujah. Amen. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and you can too. Praise God. Amen. In the last days, it'll be like it was in the days of Noah. There'll be many lost and only a few saved. They asked Jesus, amen, will there be few saved? Amen. He said, straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. Broad is the gate. Wide is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Amen. Don't take the track where most of the horses have run. Don't take the trail that is the most worn today. Take the one, amen, that's the least used. Hallelujah. Heard William Branham tell in his better days, amen,